Jeff was talking to me. I want Jeff, tell them who you are first. Who are you?
I'm Jeff.
He's Jeff. What's your deal, dude? What do you do?
My name is Jeff Floor, and I work for the Greater Wichita Partnership, which is a group that works in economic development from downtown to 10 counties.
And you came here just to work here, kind of, right? And then
we did.
With a few people, and then what's happened? It's kind of...
Yeah, in 2008, Melissa and I moved up here from Baton Rouge to work on downtown development here in Wichita. And then 2 years ago, was given the opportunity to run a new group called the Partnership that unites downtown to 10 counties.
Mm.
And so like Peter, I denied it three times, and then God said, no, this is what you need to do.
That's awesome.
So that happened about 2 years ago.
So the team's multiplied out. I mean, there's a lot more staff.
It's been amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, we went from about three people to about 18 now.
Yeah.
It's just been a real alignment of the private sector.
That's awesome.
To do this.
That's
and
awesome.
What's great is that several of them are spirit-filled.
Yeah.
And so what's happening in the city is that in the region is that good's not good enough anymore.
Yeah,
and there's
that's
this
awesome.
Stirring to see some great things happening in our city.
That's great. So I wanted him to say that again here in a minute, but he was talking to me. We were visiting one time and said we're at a place like Atlanta was, or some of these places that kind of exploded, and it'll be per population, all that, but something's going on. And I just, again, say what you just said and a little bit more.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. When you kind of look at cities like Austin and Charlotte and Nashville, they had a transformative moment to become the cities that we know them as today.
Yeah.
I mean, they're literally areas that are growing. There's a lot of activity. You know about them because of what's happening there in their commerce. And I really do believe for Wichita and in our region that we're in that transformative moment because of what's happening with the private sector.
Mm.
You're hearing the political will, the mayor, really be aspirational in vision as far as a new baseball stadium, a new convention center. You may say, well, okay, those are materialistic things, but yet those are defining things for a city.
Mm.
Those are unique things for a city. It positions a city for growth. And so one of the things that we're working with is talent.
Mm.
Talent today is the new commodity of economic development. So what is it you're doing to have a city that will keep that talent but also attract it? And so it's one of those things that's really coming together both from the private sector but the political will to see great things happen, not only in Wichita, but there's a stirring in the region.
Really?
Because prior to 2 years ago, you'd have economic development happening in the region, but it really wasn't unified. I mean, it would happen in various places. I'd say over the last 2 years, there's much more of a unity on growing a region versus just individual counties. And so we've seen that really happen in the last 2 years.
Mm.
And again, I don't think it's just the business world that this is happening in. I think that there's the spiritual aspect of what's been happening in the prayer movement over the last year with all the prayer meetings.
Yeah.
I think it's all connected. Don't know the depth of it yet.
Sure.
But yet to have men and women that are spirit-filled when we're working with business, I will tell you 5 years ago, we're having conversations today that we would not have had then.
Yeah.
And so I think there's an alignment that's happening.
It's really good. You liking this? Yeah. So we got, I wanted Jeff to share that because in 1 Corinthians 15, it talks about first in the natural and then in the spiritual. And so really what I wanted him to share was not some economic report. I think he's prophesying. I think the region is prophesying because there's something happening in the natural that is a coming togetherness, a multiple people, finance, the whole deal, creativity. It's all kind of coming. And I was driving down the interstate tonight, didn't plan to do this. I asked Jeff to help me here, but I heard the word critical mass. That Wichita's about to hit critical mass. And that word is, I'm sure I'm going to butcher this up, but it's a word that's used for, you know, the smallest amount of fissile or fission kind of stuff you need to start a nuclear reaction, which kind of takes off and has a life of its own. And so something's happening in the business world. It's happening in the political. It's happening in the church. We're seeing something take off. And so I wanted to say that. We're recording this so we can put it out there too. But I just wanted to acknowledge it and for you guys to be alert with what's happening, because I said the earlier thing, we can live without revival. Because, you know, when we can live without it, we don't go for it. And we can also miss what God's doing in our day. One of the most, amazing hard sayings that Jesus says in the Gospels is he'll say to the Pharisees, you missed the day of your visitation. You missed it. I was here. I was ready to do some outbreak of something, and you're missing that to the Pharisees. And so we so don't want to miss. I mean, God's the kind of God that's got eternity on his side, and he'll wait 40 years for another generation that'll have faith to go in there. But we want stuff to happen in this generation. And so there are some cool prophetic signs. What we mean is tells what God's saying, what he's doing in our city that I think are going to happen in the kingdom here. Explosive. There is unity, there's prayer, and there's going to be an outbreak of evangelism, I think, like we've never seen before. Go for it.
Well, just when you say we deal with predictive analytics, looking forward, and it was interesting, one of the gentlemen that we're working with looked at the magnitude of investment that has actually happened, and he said, based upon the growth of Wichita, it's an anomaly that we're seeing what we're seeing.
Really?
So, going into what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, say it again. Say it. Yeah.
Well, it's an anomaly. It shouldn't be happening. I mean, it should not be happening.
Yeah.
But yet it is. So, therefore, I mean, that's where I think the spiritual aspect comes into this alignment.
That's perfect.
That's
awesome.
Yeah.
So I'm glad the Fleurs got planted here. I'm glad they didn't take off after they got Cowtown or what's downtown? Old Town or... I'm glad the vision expanded. Well, Old Town, sorry. So it's awesome that they're here and stuff's exploding. I just wanted Jeff, if you don't mind, buddy, would you pray for that and for spiritual revival in our city and for this moment?
Yeah.
Business leaders, if you guys want to go ahead and stand up too, and he'll pray for you. If you've got a business, sheetrock or whatever, would you guys all business leaders stand up? That'd be great. Awesome. Okay, go ahead, buddy.
Father, we just love you. We just thank you for your mercy and your grace and just the abundance of your glory, Father.
Yeah.
We just thank you, Lord God, for what you've been doing. We thank you, Lord God, for the seeds that you've been planting, Lord God, the fruit that's coming forth, Father. And, Lord, right now, we just pray that your spirit would have its freedom to move, Lord God, that it would just deepen into the business world, Lord God, that people would be stirred, Lord God, just to seek you, run after you, Father.
Mm-hmm.
We pray, Lord God, that your vision, Lord God, would be implanted in those in leadership, Lord God, both in the business world but also in the political realm, Lord God, that there would be unity among the political leadership, Lord God, to move our city in new ways, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that they have dreams, Lord God, that they have visions of grandeur, Lord God, of where you would want this city to be and where you want it to go. I pray, Lord God, that you would release, Lord God, through the private sector, the resources needed, Lord God, to make it happen, Father, that it would flow without hesitation, Lord God. And, Lord God, we just thank you, Father, for all that you're doing, what you have, but what you're doing, but what you will be doing, Lord God, in the days, the months, and years to come, Lord God.
Yeah.
May we be a city, Lord God, that rises up, not just for what's happening physically, Lord God, but spiritually, Lord God. May it be manifest, Lord God, in strength and power, Lord God. May it be a new thing in you, Lord God.
Yes.
And may it be you receive all the glory, Lord God.
Yeah.
And we report to you, Lord God, all the glory.
Yes.
In your name we pray. Amen.
Excellent. Great job, Jeff. Thanks, buddy. Amen, everybody. And I just want to say in this season of transition in 2017, wanted to just alert everybody to be very, that phrase, don't miss the day of your visitation. I don't mean that in a scary, fearful way. I'm just saying that it's possible. And you need to know that you serve a God who will look like he's taking a long time to do something, and then just suddenly, he will break in and break through and do something. Has anybody ever had that kind of experience? Forever, wham, something goes on. Some of you have not even felt that dynamic, and it's an amazing thing, and it's about to happen in multiple of your lives. I think it's about to happen in our nation. I think it's about to happen with Israel. Something suddenly is about to happen among them. Watch them. We're in a rapid acceleration rate in the earth with the gospel and with ministry and all the things that are happening. So I just want to alert you a little bit to pray. God, let me have eyes to see and ears to hear, and may I not miss your suddenly moments as you break in. And I will say this, the Lord wants to answer your prayers. Do you believe that? Amen? He not only wants to answer them, he wants to go above and beyond all that you've asked or imagined. I really encourage you to believe and get your faith larger, because he is not a God who just answers you ratio 1 to ratio 1. He's so generous, he does it by multiplication. And he goes above and beyond all that you've asked or imagined. And so I pray that your faith would stir up around that. Amen.